This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega, in for Joanne Allen. The U.S. Air Force Academy is reeling after the death of a second cadet in less than a week. CPR's Dan Boyce reports that Academy officials say no foul play is suspected and the deaths are not related to coronavirus.
The Academy says the circumstances surrounding the Saturday death of a senior cadet are under investigation, as well as that of another senior last Thursday. However, the Gazette is citing an anonymous source saying the deaths are both thought to be suicides. Seniors are the only cadets on the Academy grounds at this time. The other classes have been sent home because of the new coronavirus. Last year, the entire Air Force issued a one-day stand-down to discuss the branch's rising problem of airman suicides. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado public health officials say they hope that more Coloradans will soon be able to get tested for COVID-19. Jill Hunsaker-Ryan is the executive director of the state health department.
Our goal is to get to a point of mass testing where whoever is having symptoms can get a test. Where we sit today is basically having to prioritize who gets these tests.
She says officials, for now, are testing only people who fall into a few groups, healthcare workers and hospitalized people, as well as those who are at greater risk for contracting a more severe case of COVID-19 due to pre-existing conditions. And you're also listening to All Things Considered right now. Here's a preview of what's next on the show. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus is usually not airborne, but some experts on virus transmission dispute this, saying it's too soon to know. Coming up, NPR's Mary Louise Kelly speaks with the Assistant Director General for Antimicrobial Resistance at the World Health Organization about the transmittability of the coronavirus. And then graphic novelist and memoirist Raina Telgmeier delivers her list of what she's reading right now. Those stories are next on ATC from CPR News. Whether you're joining us from home on day 1, 5, or 10 of self-isolation, or you're tuned in from work, I hope you're doing well. These times can be tough, but if we can make things even a little better for you, that's great. We're doing our job. So thank you for listening, and you're listening to CPR News.